Capitol Police investigating after Dem Representative Brad Schneider's office vandalized. Photos of Israeli hostages torn in vile act of hate. By Hannah Knudsen on July 8, 2024. Illinois Democrat Representative Brad Schneider announced on Friday that his office had been vandalized in what he described as a vile act of hate, which saw photos of hostages in Gaza, some of whom are Americans, being ripped off the wall. U.S. Capitol Police are looking into the incident but will not provide information, citing the need to protect the investigation. My Capitol office was vandalized yesterday in a vile act of hate in which the posters of the more than 100 people still held hostage in Gaza, including 8 Americans, were ripped from the wall, shredded and tossed across the hallway, Schneider said in a post on X, sharing an image of the posters scattered across the hallway. Some of them were visibly crumpled up. The congressman, who serves as co-chair of the Congressional Israel Allies Caucus, continued, blasting the act as shameful, particularly as it happened on Independence Day. This was a shameful act on any day, but especially on July 4, our country's Independence Day. Sadly, it was but one of many hateful, un-American actions that took place across the country on the day we celebrate freedom and democracy, he said, expressing disgust for videos and reports of some calling Independence Day a terrorist holiday and burning American flags. Schneider, who is Jewish and a supporter of Israel, also revealed that his home had been targeted last weekend in the middle of the night by approximately 50 masked demonstrators banging drums, blowing horns and screaming anti-Semitic chants. The same groups that were at my house earlier in the week marched through Chicago on July 4, not calling for peace, but rather condemning the United States of America, he continued, concluding that such actions do nothing to advance peace. Instead, they play directly into the hands of Hamas terrorists, enabling them to continue to hold hostage not only those they kidnapped from Israel, but all civilians in Gaza as well, he continued. Indeed, protesters descended on Schneider's Illinois home last weekend, which woke up shocked neighbors. According to reports, U.S. Capitol Police are aware of the incident and investigating but will not provide any more information at this time, giving out the same statement with no details. Schneider recently blasted the shocking level of anti-Semitism seen from students across the country during a recent appearance on Fox News Channel's special report. It's shocking the level of anti-Semitism, of hate, to see these students calling for the elimination of the State of Israel and the murder of Jewish people, which is what the chant, "From the River to the Sea, Palestine will be free," explicitly is about. It's the chant of the PLO and of Hamas. And that's why groups like Students for Justice in Palestine and others should not be getting these tax benefits, and why the legislation is so important, he said.